Chapter 9. Who Stole the Tarts? Everyone went into the court building. Lots of animals and birds were there, and Alice could see the whole pack of cards. The spades, the clubs, the hearts, and the diamonds. The Jack of Hearts was a prisoner in chains, guarded by two soldiers. The White Rabbit stood near the Jack, holding a trumpet and a piece of paper. Alice saw a plate of jam tarts in the middle of the court, and she started to feel hungry.
"I hope we can eat them later," she thought. "I think that's the judge," she said to herself,
looking at a man wearing a long grey wig on his head. He was sitting on a big throne next to the Queen.
"The judge is the person in charge of the court," Alice thought. "But he's wearing a crown as well. Oh, it's the King of Hearts. And I can see the jury."
Alice knew that the jury are the 12 people who decide whether the prisoner has done something wrong. They sit in a jury box. The members of the jury were all animals and birds. They were writing in their notebooks. One of them was Bill the Lizard, who was writing very noisily with a squeaky pencil. This made Alice angry, and she took it away from him. Suddenly, the White Rabbit cried,
"Silence in court!"
Then he blew his trumpet and said,
"The Queen of Hearts, she made some tarts upon a summer day. The Jack of Hearts, he stole those tarts and took them all away."
"Call the first witness," said the King.
Alice knew that a witness is a person who has seen someone doing something wrong. He goes to court to talk about what he saw. The first witness was the Mad Hatter, who came in with the March Hare and the Dormouse. He had a cup of tea in one hand and a piece of bread and butter in the other.
"I'm sorry, Your Majesty," he said to the King. "When I left to come to the court, I was still drinking my tea."
"When did you start drinking your tea?" asked the King.
"I think it was the 14th of March," replied the Mad Hatter.
"No, it was the 15th,
said the March Hare.
"The 16th, said the Dormouse.
"Write that down,"
said the King to the members of the jury. Then he said to the Mad Hatter,
"Take off your hat."
"It isn't my hat," said the Mad Hatter.
"It's stolen,"
cried the King, and the jury wrote it down.
"No, it isn't stolen," said the Mad Hatter. "It isn't my hat, because I'm going to sell it. I'm a hatter, Your Majesty. I make hats. That's my job."
The Queen put on her glasses and stared at the Mad Hatter, who started to shake with fear. He bit off a piece of his teacup by mistake. Then the Queen said,
"Bring me the list of singers at my last party."
At this, the Mad Hatter shook so much that his shoes fell off.
You're an important witness. Tell the court about the tarts,
ordered the king.
Well, I was drinking my tea and the March Hare said...
began the Mad Hatter.
No, I didn't,
said the March Hare.
You did,
said the Mad Hatter.
I didn't,
said the March Hare.
Well, the Dormouse
said the Mad Hatter. The Dormouse did not reply to this because he was asleep.
And after that,
continued the Mad Hatter,
I made some more bread and butter.
But what did the Dormouse say?
Asked a member of the jury.
I can't remember,
said the poor Mad Hatter.
You must remember,
said the king angrily,
or I'll send you to prison.
The Mad Hatter dropped his teacup and knelt down before the king.
Your Majesty, I'm a good man,
he said.
Well, you're a very bad witness,
the king told him.
You may go.
The Mad Hatter ran out of the court in his socks, leaving his shoes behind.
Send him to prison,
cried the queen. But the Mad Hatter had gone. Two of the animals started to cheer, and the soldiers put them in a large bag and tied it up.
Stop squashing me!
Squeaked the Dormouse, who was sitting next to Alice.
I can't breathe!
I'm sorry, Alice replied. I think I'm growing again.
She did feel very strange.
You can't grow here,
said the Dormouse angrily.
You're growing too,
Alice told him.
Yes, but I'm growing slowly,
said the Dormouse, and he stood up and walked away.
Call the next witness,
said the king. The next witness was the Duchess's cook. She was carrying her pepper pot, and some of the animals and birds started to sneeze. The king folded his arms and looked at the cook.
What are tarts made of?
He asked her.
Pepper,
the cook replied.
Jam,
said a sleepy voice at the back of the court. This made the queen very angry.
Send that Dormouse to prison,
she cried.
Cut off his whiskers.
Everyone started shouting. At last, the Dormouse was taken out of the court.
Call the next witness,
cried the king. The White Rabbit looked at his list of witnesses.
Who will it be?
Wondered Alice. The White Rabbit blew his trumpet, and there was silence. Then he cried,
The next witness is Alice!